Yes, the first reaction, I guess, is what was said is that, I mean, for me, refugees are like any of us and like everyone. So they need not just credit, but also saving and so on. And I personally think that if you really want to reach poor people, excluded people, savings first is the most appropriate tool. Okay, once you have said that, it's true also that credit makes sense if, and I really like what you said to say that we are not all entrepreneurs, because the myth, you know, of microcredit was to say, and what Mohamed Yunus used to say, we are all entrepreneurs, I provide you a credit and then you're fine. So we all, I guess, I mean, personally, I know that it's not true. And so I think that to be able to do your business and to do it well, and especially if it's not something that is part of your DNA, I mean, you need maybe to have more than just financial services. You definitely need to have non-financial services, which is business training, coaching, and all these part of activities. And that's something which is very important if you really want to help the people to grow their business, if you find out that there is such a need. So I think that there are a lot of livelihood program, I think, in the refugee areas where, I mean, this type of training are provided. And I think it's extremely important that all the stakeholders, I mean, work together, because what is lacking often with this livelihood program is that they don't have maybe the capital capacity or the possibility to provide the credit in order to, or at least to manage it as well properly. So I think that the combination of these non-financial services provided by NGOs, livelihood program, with organizations that know how to provide credit to this type of entrepreneurs is very, very important and very necessary. Regarding saving, as I mentioned to you, I was just back from Uganda. In Uganda, they're working a lot with the VSLA methodology. I don't know if you know it. To make it very simple, I mean, you gather the savings of the people, and then they lend out of their savings for the businesses. But I think the approach is extremely good, but I mean, one of the main limits is that, of course, the saving that they're able to collect among themselves is pretty small. And so the capacity they can lend out of these savings that has been accumulated doesn't help them really to make or to grow their businesses. So that's why I believe that credit could make a difference in helping this VSLA to grow and to be able to manage larger capital. But for that, you need also to be able to train them and to provide them the necessary services so that they can grow and work well. Because what we find out in the field is that a lot of these VSLA do not work that well. I mean, they have a problem in accounting, they have a problem in the registration, the way they manage this, everything. So again, you need not only to be able to provide new funding to these groups, but also to provide them non-financial services to help them to manage bigger amount of money. So I think it's a mixture of all these type of services that should, at the end, be able to help really the people for the future.